raising daughters in this culture today is not an easy thing by any measure. And now more than ever, fathers must be diligent in leading their daughters through the pitfalls that pull at them and on their journey towards Christ. Now, one father is using his experience of raising daughters to point out how important the role of a strong father is in the life of his daughter. Alan Migliorato has been married for 26 years and has three daughters, and his new book is The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. Alan, thank you so much for talking with me today.
No, thank you, Brenda. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, first, I got to say, what a great title and book as well. Why did you decide to put your experience down on these pages?
I deal with a lot of young girls in the youth group that I'm a mentor in, and I also teach a class, that formation training leadership class for teens, mm-hmm. and it's called Adventure Catholic. And the one thing that I see over and over again are these young girls with zero masculine father figure in their house, or there's no father that's present in their house at all. And that doesn't necessarily mean that he's not there. He's just not there mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually for his daughters. And so I see all these girls struggling, and they get into a lot of things they shouldn't be getting into. Mm-hmm. And, you know, out of, I guess, compassion for them, I hate to see them suffer like that. So out of, you know, compassion and hoping that these fathers can read this book or get some insight as to what their daughter might be thinking and know that it's okay to make mistakes if your heart's in the right place. That's kind of where my spirit was when I wrote this book.
As you point out in the pages of your book, you know, this father-daughter relationship, that is a true gem. And any damage to that relationship, it has these long-lasting effects through every area of their life. You know, if your relationship with your daughter is in turmoil, how can it even be mended? How do you get to the part where it can be mended?
I think the first step is actually taking the first step, you know, and not being prideful. A lot of men have a lot of pride, you know, and I know that the masculinity that I was raised with, you know, there was a lot of pride involved with my being raised. And you have to swallow your pride and just apologize. If you've done something wrong, you know, with your raising your daughter, or if she's upset with you, you know, consider what you've done and try to be empathetic and toward her side and really just have that conversation. But I'd like to point out, like, I really believe that the absolute most important thing you can do for your relationship with your daughter is to focus on God. If you bring your daughter to church and you sit next to her in church and pray with her in church, and that's what you go back to when there's these problems that arise, is you pause and you pray together. And, you know, we're not perfect. Obviously, I'm definitely not. I'm glad my wife isn't talking, or she'd have a list of things that I'm not perfect
sure.
with. You try. You know, you try your best.
Yes.
And you don't want to make mistakes, but you're going to. And so knowing that God forgives, that's what we're asked to do the same way. We are forgiven as we forgive.
Alan Migliorato is sharing his wisdom of raising three daughters with me and in his new book, The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. Well, you talked on this just a moment ago, and I want to go back to this and ask, you know, we live in an age where traditional gender roles and kind of this manliness role is being attacked. Why did you decide to emphasize on the manliness of the book? Is that kind of a really important part in the relationship with the daughter?
I believe that it is. I think that your daughter needs to see that it's okay for a man to be masculine. If you as a man are leading your family with the love that you give to the church, or that we're supposed to give to the church, then you won't oppress your wife. You won't cheat on your wife. You won't hit your wife. You won't, you know, ignore your daughters. Those are not things that we would do to the church. And so those are not things that we should do to our daughters. But it takes a certain level of masculinity, in my belief. Well, you know, men are created differently than women, and God has a perfect plan, both physically and spiritually. We fit together perfectly. And so that masculinity needs to be present. A man needs to take charge of his family. And I'm not saying rule with an iron fist, but a man needs right. to take charge and be the point for his family. I run into a lot of grief for that statement, you know, and especially in today's world where you hear so much that, well, you know, everybody's created equal. Well, we absolutely are. But we're also created differently. And so we're supposed to use our strengths to guide our family toward God. And without that strong masculine figure in your family, that's a very difficult thing to do. And so where does that leave women that are raising a family without a husband? There's situations that you just can't avoid, you know, and there's no blame and there's no judgment going toward those people for the situations that they're in. but that's what's needed, and I think that's what's missing a lot of times. It's not a pleasant thing to hear. It's not a nice thing to say, but I think it's a kind thing to say, where we can be honest with one another and say, look, that's what's missing. Get your daughter to church. Have good role models. Have good mentors for your daughter. If the man is present and non-present in the house, get her involved with youth groups and good men that are there to mentor her in the right way.
Well, I love how you point that out, that these manly roles are being attacked just as much as the feminine role is being attacked. It's wonderful to know that you are pointing out that a strong manly figure is as important and valuable as a strong feminine quality that they possess as well. I do want to ask you about another area, because this is something I'm dealing with myself in the lives of raising daughters, and that's the interloper, those boyfriends. You say there are three things that you need to know about dealing with your daughter's boyfriends. Give me a taste of what those things are.
Well, there's probably three that I listed in the book. I know that there's a ton of them. You just need to know, you need to know who they are. I know a lot of fathers try to put fear into the boyfriend. I'm going to practice cleaning my gun when your boyfriend comes over the first time.
Well, of course.
I mean, I've never gone that route, honestly.
No.
I think that I'm a pretty big guy. You know, I'm pretty big, and apparently I'm intimidating to a lot of people, but I don't feel that I am. If they get to know me, I'm really not. I'm kind of a really kind person. But when my daughters have brought boyfriends to the house, I'm just very friendly with them and honest with them. You know, I treat them as I would want somebody to treat my daughter walking into their home. That's how I treat these boys. But I'm also very aware of their presence and the things that they're doing. I'll give you an example. My daughter had a boyfriend who was sitting with her on the couch, and he had his arm wrapped around her. And, you know, they're just watching a movie. They weren't doing anything wrong, but she was getting a little too comfortable leaning back into him, and his hand was getting a little too close to places I didn't like it.
Okay.
And so I said, hey, why don't you do me a favor? I said, why don't you sit up, because that's making me uncomfortable. I said, if you're that comfortable sitting like that in front of me, it worries me to what you're doing behind my back. And, you know, I think just the straightforward honesty in that is, look, here's what I'm concerned about, and I'm not comfortable with that. And it kind of just like kind of shocked them both, and where they're now kind of in an open dialogue with me, well, Mr. Migliorato, I would never do anything, you know, like that. And I said, well, I appreciate you telling me that, but I don't believe you, you know. That's me being straightforward.
Sure.
And telling them, look, I don't mind you being in my home. You're welcome in my home. But I want you to respect me and my daughter when I'm there and when I'm not. And so I've had conversations with my daughter's boyfriends, extensive. Not that I'm sitting there drilling it, but they'll ask me questions. They've come to me for advice. And, you know, when those relationships go bad for whatever reason, where they, you know, as young girls, they get tired of a boy for whatever, or the boy gets tired of her, and they move on, they need to know that could happen.
Right.
You know, but to keep yourself pure physically and spiritually is extremely important. So try never to be alone, you know, in a situation in a parked car or in some boy's room. No boys are allowed in my daughter's room. I don't care if there's a group of them in there or not. Like, that doesn't happen.
That's right. I'm with you on that one. Alan Migliorato is sharing his wisdom in the pages of his new book, The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. Alan, I know many of our listeners would love to get a copy of your book. Where can they find that?
You can go to Sophia Press, who is my publisher, who have absolutely been phenomenal to deal with. They've been very, very supportive. Sophia Institute Press, you can look that online, and they have some other great books there too as well. But you can buy my book on Amazon. You can buy it on Sophia Institute Press. I also, if you go to the manlyartofraisingadaughter.com, I know that's a mouthful, but the book is also available there.
Fantastic. Alan, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you so much for writing this book. I know many, many people will be excited to get their hands on it.
Oh, thank you. I hope I touched on the areas that were of interest, you know, to your listeners and to yourself.
Absolutely. And that is Alan Migliorato, and the book is The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. And I will have a link to the publisher on the podcast of this interview, and you're going to be able to find that at materdeiradio.com.